Welcome everyone to season 2 of Life, Mood and Reality. And I promise you in this season 2, you're going to enjoy it. Yes. In the season 1, we're starting up. We're talking about a lot of things, you know. Folake was in there in the season 1, you know, talking about life as a student. And yes, she said some pretty things, some pretty deep things. On life as a student. So if you've not listened to it, I highly recommend you listen to our season 1 of Life, Mood and Reality and just give it a spin, you know. I promise you there's something you're going to pick from there that you can go home with, okay. If you're already at home, I promise you there's something you can just put in your book and put in your brain and you can tweet about it, you can talk about it, and you can, you know, Facebook about it, you can WhatsApp about it, you can, you know, TikTok about it, you can Snapchat about it, you can do anything about the words, about what you've listed in the season 1. But yes, this is season 2, so we're going to get right on it. We're going to get right on it right now. And yes, so we'll be heading right now to the second episode of this wonderful Life, Mood and Reality. And in this season 2 and in episode 1, we'll be talking about something I promise you you're gonna love. Yeah. Hey.
That I need you. That I need you.
Yes, welcome to Life, Mood and Reality. And this is the episode 2 of, yes, something we want to talk about. So today we'll be talking about love. And there was a question mark to it. Love. And a question mark to it. And you're wondering, love? Let me catch my breath for a minute. Yeah, this is a concept that has been spoken of for decades, centuries. I promise you, it's not something new. But something fresh. Not something new, but something fresh. So stay with me on this, okay? Yes, stay with me on this. So today I'll be dropping some things I've written over the years of what has helped me to grow in love and to overcome lust. And some things that will just open your eyes today that you really did not know that it is what it is, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, so here it is. Don't ever let anyone put you on hold. Yes. Don't ever let anyone put you on hold and expect you to wait around for them to figure out what they want. If someone cannot make up their mind about you, then by all means, make up their mind for them. You deserve better. You deserve better. So don't ever put your life on hold simply because you're waiting for someone. Simply because you're waiting for someone to change their mind or to leave someone for you. No, don't ever do that. See, that's one of the mistakes we do. We have in love. You know, we love someone, you say, I can be patient. Yes, love is patient. I know that. Yes, by all means, be patient. But apply wisdom. Apply wisdom in your patience. You shouldn't have to keep waiting forever. And when you know that this is not forthcoming, that it is foolishness and stupidity to wait on something you know will not work. So yes, you deserve better. You deserve to be with somebody that will love you, that will cherish you, that will understand you, that will be there for you. Okay? You deserve to be with someone that will, despite all your flaws, will still want to be with you. Yes. Now, meeting the right person at the wrong time is a myth. It's not true. Why? Because we never meet a wrong person in our lives. And there's a purpose for every person that we meet. They're either a blessing or a lesson. Either way, they were there at the right time. Or they were the right persons at the right time. Maybe they were the right person to hurt us, for us to raise our standard, to know our boundaries, that they are non-negotiable. Maybe they were the right persons to leave us, for us to know that we could stand in our own feet. Maybe they were the right persons to break us so we could see, so we could build ourselves up on our own. Maybe they were the right person, but for a different reason that we expected. Always remember, life doesn't give you the people that you want. It gives you the people that you need. Yes. That is a lot. A lot to process in this episode. A lot to process. Yes. The people we meet in our lives are not... I know by mistake. I regretted I met you. I'm so sorry. The worst... I get this. Like, the worst thing we'll ever do is like, oh, I regret the day I met you. No. Don't do that. The person hurt you does not mean that there should be regret. Rather, you should thank the person because he showed you something you never knew you had. Raising your standard. He showed you something you never knew you had. Bringing yourself up. He showed you something you never knew you had. Being emotional. He showed you something you never knew you had. That you could feel pain. And that pain will bring out the very best in you, because next time, you know that you have to be careful with your heart. The wrong person is not, it's not a myth. No. And truly, do we even know when, who is the right person? Because we are imperfect, right? So that means that you have to love imperfect. And if you're waiting for the perfect guy, the perfect woman, the perfect girl, you're going to keep waiting for a long time. And probably when you're in your 60s, you're going to realize that no one is perfect. Yeah. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said 60. Totally inappropriate, I promise. Totally inappropriate, I promise. Yes, so, yes. Yes, they are the right persons to hurt us so that we can know that we can know that our boundaries are non-negotiable. We can raise our standards and we can build ourselves up on our own. Because most ladies are co-independent. They can't exist on their own. From one breakup, they go into another. It's like they need a guy to feed, a guy to find validation that they hate being alone. And when you don't know how to love yourself, you don't know how to cherish yourself, you're going to end up with people who are less deserving than you should have had. You know, I used to love people so much that I would desperately try to fix them while they were breaking me. I don't do that anymore. I highly suggest you don't do that either. I highly suggest you don't do that either. You know, ever notice after a breakup, the loyal ones stay single and deals with the damage, and the cheaters are already in another relationship? Love? We're just getting started. I promise. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much on this episode. I will see you on episode 3. Hey everyone, it's a Gyro ND on the line, on the mic, with you right there. In this episode 3, we'll be talking about some sad stuff. Some sad stuff. Episode 2, we talked about love, and there was a question mark to it. My heart is heavy right now. So how can we unlove someone? How can we unlove someone? Sad thing is, we can't. If our love was true, and if it was genuine, then it would always be there. Regardless whether the love was reciprocated or not. Regardless if that love brought us pain or joy. If our love was true, then we can never undo it. But maybe we shouldn't unlove someone.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't love them. Maybe we just need to accept the fact that they just came into our lives to teach us a lesson. They just came into our lives to be in a specific chapter. They just came into our lives for a season, for a reason, not for a lifetime. Maybe instead of focusing on how to unlove someone, maybe we just need to learn to accept the fact that even though our love was true, we were never meant to be. Yeah. Oh God. That came straight from the heart. I'm sorry I'm bringing my emotions to the podcast. I'm sorry about that. But you know what this thing have taught me is to set my boundaries and stand by them. I'm very vulnerable. I can say I don't want to love and I end up hurting. So yeah. So it's also your daily reminder. I want this to be your daily reminder. To set your boundaries and stand by them. By all means. Always remember, if you're a giver, you need to have limits. Because the takers don't have any. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know who needs to hear this right now, listening to this right now. If you're listening to me, maybe this is for you. You got to stop acting surprised when good things happen to you. You're a good person and you deserve it. You deserve it. Thank you for staying with us in episode 3. See you in episode 4.